Up next is Breezy.
If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won, but no man is worth the aggravation. It's ancient history, been there, done that. Who'd you think it came easily up in heaven? Do you try to keep it hidden? Honey, we can see all now. Oh, no chance, no way, I won't say no, no. You swoon, you sigh, why deny it? Oh, it's too cliche, I won't say I'm in love.
So, guys, I think we have a case of a sleeping bear with this one. That was really sleeping bear. Like, I really liked it. Like, I liked the tone of your voice, but it was so, like, hushed and quiet that I don't know. It was kind of distracting because, and you were, there was a lot of background noise. Like, you were moving the mic as you were singing, kind of, and, like, you could hear the bumping of your hand against the microphone. But you did the thing that we told Cookies to do earlier, which was you added the muses. So it's like, if we could have taken Cookies' performance that had the oomph and the power and the energy and combined it with Breezy's performance of adding the muses, we would have had one really good performance.
Definitely. I have, full singers in our cast.
I have
except my notes don't make sense. Full singers. Anyway.
What? Yeah, it was, I like your voice, but I don't think this performance with the sleeping bear is going to get you through tonight. So if you don't get through, I really want you to resubmit with actually like more energy and more volume to your voice, not being loud, but just not whispering your song as you're singing it.
Yeah, pretty much agreed.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty. It was, I have sleeping bear, nice soft voice.
Yeah, it was but really sweet voice.
Yeah, it was really a really sweet voice.
That's the thing. I don't think it's a voice that would fit for Meg. Because Meg is really sassy.
It's Susan Egan. Of course she can't. Of course. Well, she did play Belle. Never mind.
Yeah, she did. She did play Belle on Broadway. Yeah.
Not on right. She was the original.
Yeah.
I also have that mic quality sounded a little hollow, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't horrible. Like, it was passable, but it wasn't the best either.
Yeah, right. I think if you have music behind it, it'll kind of cover it up a little bit.
Yeah, because my mic, right. My normal mic that I'm using, like I'm using my headset mic right now because it's better quality for recording on Skype with, but my normal microphone has a constant, like, slight hum behind it, but when you put it to music, you can't even hear the hum anymore.
No, that's true. So, I think that's all I have down here.
Yeah.
Maybe she's in Colors with the Wind. Whoosh! It's a breeze. Because he's breezy. Come on, laugh.
Funny,
right? No, I am not laughing at that. No. Veto on the laugh.
I'm just going to go into my dark little corner and cry all by myself.
Bye, Jeffers.
I feel so sorry for Jeffers.
Matt.
You are such the mean judge.
I know. Done.
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 Next up is Rachelular.
Open up your eyes, take a look at me. If the picture fits in your memory, I'm driven by the rhythm like a beat of a heart. And I won't stop until I start to stand out. To stand out. Some people settle for the typical things, living all their lives waiting in the wings. It ain't a question of if, just a matter of time before I move to the front of the line. And once you're watching every move that I make, you gotta believe that I got what it takes to stand out above the crowd, even if I gotta shout out loud till mine is the only face you see. Gonna stand out, hey, yeah, yeah, baby, stand out above the crowd, even if I gotta shout out loud till mine is the only face you see. Gonna stand out till you notice me, yeah.
So that was Rachelular. Rochelle Euler.
A little bit of a tongue twister.
Yes. So,
you're first.
Okay. So, Rochelle Euler with Stand Out from the Goofy Movie, first comment I have on my list of notes. Yes! All in caps. My next one. Yes, yes! Number three. Yes, 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 yes! Awesome choice. No, this made me really happy, yes. Rochelle.
Oh my god, yes.
I think we all love this.
Yeah. It had. I love your sass at the beginning. You really had a good attitude going on. And I think you had really great emotion and energy. Right? Yes? No? Maybe?
Totally. Yes. Affirmation. Yeah. I'm waiting until it's my turn to gush.
I think
I don't want to gush over somebody else.
For like anyone else who had some like problems with energy, you might want to listen to Rochelle because I think she got the energy down pretty good tonight.
Mm-hmm. This one I like stands out above the rest.
Amen.
But
that was pronounced. Anyway, I like your improv towards the end, like, you know, when you kind of made your own little runs and here and there. I like that too. And the only negative thing is I think on the last word stand, it sounded slightly tiny, tiny, tiny bit off, but I'm not sure. I think.
Who cares? It was
good. Yeah,
who cares? It was so good overall. I really like this.
My first comment was F, yes, F, yes, F, yes. Since this is Disney, I can't say the right word. But yeah, I loved it. It was performed very well. Good energy. One of my favorites of the night.
Gush. My first note was, and this is important here, because this is bragging rights, was yes, all in caps with 4 exclamation points after it. Dylan got an all caps yes with 3 exclamation points. You got yes with 4 exclamation points.
That's amazing.
So that's bragging rights over Dylan right there. In fact, right now you're probably in the listening party listening to this, and Dylan is saying something, or you're saying
something. Having a listening party?
They want a listening party.
Oh, okay, cool.
They want one really bad. Like, everyone in this episode has been like, oh my god, are you guys recording yet? To me, like, all night long.
Yeah, I know. Cough, BM. Stop messaging me when I'm trying to record. I just got one, like, right now. Boop.
Okay, me too.
Anyway, what's critiquing?
Going on, you rocked this. You rocked it. And it was Goofy Movie, and I was really hoping someone was going to go with Goofy Movie, because I love the songs and Goofy Movie. Like, Goofy Movie is so, like, underrated for the most part, because it wasn't technically a featured Disney animation. It was, like, part of Disney Toon Studios, so while it was a Disney movie, it's not counted in the currently 49 is Tangled's going to be the 50th release for Disney feature animation. It's not counted in that list, so
sucks.
Exactly, because it's a really good movie. I don't know about extremely goofy movie, that's decent too, but the original is awesome.
I'm trying to think if I like this, if it should be this one instead of Home on the Range. That should be on that list of 50 movies.
Yeah, because Home on the Range is on the list of, like, the 50 movies. There's a couple on there that was, like, really... Like, Disney went through, like, a little down period in the beginning of the new millennium when they were, like, doing, like, Dinosaur and Treasure Planet and Atlantis and all the ones...
Non-musical movies.
I loved your belt in this. I know from past experience that your microphone doesn't like when you belt sometimes, so your microphone was kind to you this time, which thank you, Rochelle Euler's microphone, because it was awesome.
Hugs and kisses. Hugs and kisses.
Hugs and kisses to the blue snowball microphone. I'm done, because it was good.
I'm done. We're going to be gushing if we keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cut this off more right here.
So, done.
Singing next is Beloved Star. Take it away, beloved star.
Come run the hidden pine trails of the forest. Come taste the sun-sweet berries of the earth. Come roll in all the riches all around you
and for once never wonder what they're worth. The rainstorm and the river are my brothers. The heron and the otter are my friends. And we are all connected to each other in a circle, in a hoop that never ends. How high does the sycamore grow? If you cut it down, then you'll never know. And you'll never hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. For whether we are white or copper skinned, we need to sing with all the voices of the mountains. We need to paint with all the colors of the wind. You can own the earth and still, all you'll own is earth until you can paint with all the colors of the
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is Beloved Star singing Colors of the Wind. This is one of my favorites for the night, I have to say. I really liked it. I mean, it had good energy. It was a good performance, really nice voice. I just have good things for this one. So, next.
Oh, just...
Okay.
Okay, I think that's me. I liked it a lot as well. I don't think it was as win as, like, Rochelleler, because Rochelleler's, but I think it's also because of the song choice, because, like, Rochelleler picked a song that had, like, a lot of really high energy in it, and you picked something a little bit more somber and, like, sweet, like, you know, soft and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, like, it works for you, but I don't know, like, I liked it. I love it. It's win. I love your voice on it. I just wasn't as, like, impressed as I was with some of the others tonight. Does that make sense?
I kind of feel like it was a song I would have expected.
Yeah.
Somehow, I guess.
Yeah,
like,
I guess that's it.
It's in her usual kind of
repertoire.
Style, I guess.
Like, it wasn't anything...
Well, she's new to me, so I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know her, so I like it.
So you get like a third. Like you get the two people that have heard Beloved Star before, and then you get one person with like the other end of the other side of the coin. There, it's just like,
Oh, I've never heard it before.
Yeah, it was exactly what I when I saw the name Beloved Star. It was exactly what I expected it to be. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yeah.
And I wasn't because like when I saw like some of the other ones and I heard, I was like, wow, that like I saw the person and I heard what they did. I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting that. I really liked that. But when I saw this and I heard it, it was exactly what I was expecting it to be. So I still like it. Don't get me wrong. But I'd like to see you maybe later on while you have some wiggle room to think out of the box. Surprise us sometime.
Don't worry. When you get more restricted, I don't think she'll have a choice. I think she's going to have
to. Some of the themes people are not going
some
to
of the
like.
Themes. Yes.
Some of the themes I'm not going to like, but still. It's for the good of the competition.
Oh, yes. I remember.
Get your aspirin.
Your aspirin for that
get
one.
The aspirin, hydrocodone, whatever you need.
Yeah.
I am the Paula now, aren't I?
You are totally the Paula. You are the Paula. We thought you were going to be the Randy, but you're the Paula.
I know. I was going to be nice, but I guess I'm getting more and more critical as we go along.
You say dog for me, Jeffers.
Sup, dog? Dog. A beat?
Awesome. great job, Beloved Star. Anything else to say, guys?
Oh, yeah. I just realized I never critiqued.
Oh, you never did. No, sorry.
first thing I heard was... Well, I mean, besides the fact that I kind of expected a song like this, I wrote down, good song choice, Beloved Star. Like, it was great for your vocals and your singing style. The next thing I wrote down was, okay, she started in the middle of the song, which is I thought was kind of odd.
I liked that, though, because it gave her more leeway room, and it got her to the end as well, with the epic ending.
Yeah, at first I thought it was kind of odd, but then, like, once, like, I realized where in the song she had started, I was like... This was so good. She picked a great spot to really showcase herself. Because, like, on the bridge, it goes really high, and then she can really, you know, have a strong ending.
looking back, like, in the case of, like, Sherlock, like, if she had started a little later in her song, it could have been, like, because she picked a spot where she couldn't show off. This is a good example of keeping the same song, but picking a spot to start at where you can show off.
Yeah, because a lot of people have been really picking the beginning of songs, but you don't have to pick the beginning. Just pick whatever part you think would sound best on. Other stuff I have down, really nice, pretty voice, good vibrato control, and I thought you performed the nice soft ballady song as nice as you can, because I know like a lot of people on this type of song, they can really like crash on energy and just kind of like, okay, I'm singing, I'm not like, they don't really perform it and build it, but I think you did that well, if that makes
any
sense.
Yeah, because I was afraid, like, I'm afraid when most people sing this, they're actually going to go a little too overboard on it. Like, most time when I hear this, people either go too far or they don't go far enough, and this was, like, that perfect zone.
Yeah, right, it was a nice median.
Yeah.
So balance. I am done.
I'm done.
B.M. McCulley, you're up.
Look how she lights up the sky, my Belle Evangeline. So far above me, yet I know her heart belongs to only me. Je t'adore, je t'aime, Evangeline. You're my queen of the night, so still, so bright, that someone as beautiful as she could love someone like me. Love always finds a way, it's true, and I love you, Evangeline.
So that was B. McCauley with My Belle Evangeline, which my first note was, wow, I didn't see that coming
at all for you.
Like, and I don't think that's a song choice that a lot of people would actually go with. So I think it was a smart choice. I'm not quite sure yet, because I'll continue on. So I don't think a lot of people would think of that song to audition with. And you basically got to do the whole song, too, because it's such a short one. I don't know how I felt about this. I'm not gonna lie, like, I liked it, but I wasn't really wowed by it. Like, I thought it was good. I don't know how to like describe it. I think I was expecting the Cajun accent. Like, where was the accent? Like, that's such a big part of it, I think. And I was kind of like, where's the accent? I don't know. I think I've heard you do worse and I've heard you do better. So I don't know how to take it. I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it. I'm so on the fence with this. Jeffers?
Okay. Well, first off, I haven't heard this before. What is this from?
This is from Princess and the Frog.
Which one is this now?
The most recent one.
I mean, where in the movie?
The Black Princess.
Right? When they're in the swamps, it's the firefly sings it to the evening star.
Oh, yeah.
And they're, like, dancing in the water with, like, the fireflies and stuff. And it's like a love song without the main characters actually singing about it.
Oh, where he sings to the star?
Yeah. This is kind of like the love song in the movie that is not actually sung by the main characters, which was one thing I thought, like, off topic of B. McCauley, I thought that was weird in the actual movie itself, that the love song wasn't actually sung by the people who were in love in the scene, but somebody else that was in love with a giant ball of fire in the sky. So continue.
Yeah, because I've only seen Princess and the Frog once, because I'm still trying to get a DVD, but so I kind of didn't know this song, so I apologize if my critique is kind of off topic or like not relevant. But first thing I wrote down was soft BM.
Oh!
Wow.
Do we have to believe that?
What? Why?
I don't think he swore.
I said soft BM.
BM.
What? BM.
Hold on.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. See, we're just too innocent for Ambie's, I don't know.
Look in the
traverse mind.
Yes. Oh, wait. Oh, I think I might have gotten that. Anyway. Ignoring that
That's
comment.
Horrible.
Now they know what they said.
Anyway.
But I was confium.
Yeah, I agree with Ambie. I've heard you do better, but I heard you do worse, too. So it was kind of like a okay performance from you. I just didn't expect it. I put down a little bit peeking on the word above towards the beginning. You need to watch out for that because I know you've peaked before. So just keep that in mind. And I also, it sounded a little pitchy in the middle of the song. But again, I don't really know the song that well. So it could have been like a, I don't know, like, what do you call it? Like a, where they kind of crescendo, I guess. Is that what you call it?
Crescendo the song? You gradually get louder.
Oh, well, the opposite of that.
Oh, decrescendo.
Yeah, I don't know if it's supposed to be in the song, but I felt like the middle was a little pitchy for me. But overall, it was okay. I liked it.
My turn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that for me, it lacked energy and it needed more. I mean, you're the voice character guy for me.
Yeah,
so I was
exactly.
expecting the accent. I mean, it's an interesting song choice, but I was really expecting the accent from you since you're the voice guy. So yeah, energy.
Unofficial title for B. McCauley, the voice guy.
Oh no.
Well, that's what I always called him.
Oh.
I'm having to agree with Ambie and Jefferson on this. Like, it's not your worst, but it's not your best either. It's middle ground, floating somewhere.
I give you props for trying something different, though.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I liked that. I liked the fact that you went out of your normal box.
Yeah, like I know you as being so showy, so I kind of like the fact that you tried something different. I'm not sure if it completely worked, but I give you props for trying.
It's like you went there, but you didn't go all the way. You like stopped for a cheeseburger halfway there. I don't know. Or like you got caught at a tourist trap on the way there. I've stunned them to silence.
Are we done?
I'm done.
Let's stop this before Annie gets any weirder.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're going into results now.
Oh, that's right.
Do we want?
So do we stop recording or do we keep going?
Let's just keep going, I guess.
Let's keep going, why not?
Let's not. Okay. No editing whatsoever, so you're going to hear all of that little, what are we doing next?
What are we doing again? This is our first show. Twisting my hair?
Yeah, first show for all three of us.
Okay, so what we're going to do, how we're going to do this is, since there's 12 people and there's three of us, each of us are going to pick two people to get through tonight. And once again, we're going to go in order of basically what we've been doing the whole time, Jeff, Rosalina, me. So, I get last pick. We'll change this around every episode so everyone gets their chance at a last pick. So if you get through tonight, way to go. But still remember, even if you're through tonight, to listen to the last episode of the auditions, because that's going to be really important for some of you. If you don't get through tonight, please resubmit. Please do. Take the notes that we gave you and please resubmit.
I think even if you do get through, you should listen to it anyway because we'll be making another announcement regarding the next challenge, I guess. So,
listen to everything.
Just listen to everything because we're awesome.
The whole thing. You want to hear us talk more?
You'll be in the listening. The VH people will be in the listening parties. And if you don't know what VH is, you should come and check it out.
Yes, which I will be mentioning in the email whenever this is finished.
Sometime tonight. Because we promised them a listening party in like an hour. So we should probably get this going. So Jeffers, your first pick.
Okay, so my first pick is Rochelle. Woo!
She was my first pick. She was my first too. Yeah. All right, so Zelina, your pick.
Beloved star for me.
Nice. Beloved star, you are safe. Gotta get the channel to do it. You are safe.
I am going to make my first pick, and I'm going to give it to Dylan Collins.
Dylan Collins.
Yes. Dylan, you are safe for singing a
I hate you.
So then goes back to you, Jeffers.
Okay, so this is where it gets interesting, because I had some people kind of close.
Yeah, my next couple
I am close. Yeah. I am going to save the girl I can't pronounce. Interrobang.
The one that had the TV background noise.
Yeah, I'm going to save her. Cause
we're letting you through.
Just work on your quality. But
no more background noise.
Yes, no more background noise. But I'm giving you
this chance. So we're giving you this chance. All right. Felina?
Sharp cookies for me.
Yeah, I was gonna save cookies next too, if you didn't. So now it's down to me.
I know my list is like completely in the same order we're going. So
I'm like mine are like matched with yours, Jeffers. But then like Zelina is like the next one after me. Like I have someone in between all the ones that she's picking or something like that. Like it's really close though. Sometimes. And now I'm down to like last pick, and I'm torn on this one because I got two people that are really close.
Yep. Yeah. I'm glad I went first. Let's just leave it at that.
Well, eventually you're going to have to go last, too.
That's true.
Next episode.
Oh, God. I am torn between two people.
Well, who's the next two on your list? Or
well, I don't want to say because it'll make the other first person feel bad if I don't pick them.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So
why don't you guys type into the chat who your next one on the list would have been? Because then if it matches, I'll pick that person.
Oh, shoot. I almost typed into BM's chat.
Oh.
Okay. That's not good.
There's some elevator music while they type. Why aren't you guys typing? There we go. They're one of those typing. Delay in the pick.
What song were you singing? It's the da 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 da.
I was singing "Girl from Ipanema," but that's shaving a haircut 2 bits.
Okay.
You guys are typing a lot. The name must be really long because it's just pencil, 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 pencil.
I'm just waiting for everybody else's.
This is the suspense.
Wait. Oh, that's not even close.
Wow, completely different people all around. And none of them was the next two people on my list. So I'm just going to go then with the next person I had on my list.
Do it.
I am going to give the last save of the night to Nick. Because I really think that with music behind him, he's going to do really, really good in the competition. I think that the fact that it was a cappella hurt him. And I think that I want to give him a chance to have some music behind him.
Okay, so Nick, you are safe.
So that means, to recap, the safe people are Rochelle Euler, Beloved Star, Dylan, Introbang, Sharp Cookies, and Nick. So then Michelle, Breezy, Tiana, Dirksy, Sherlock with a 3 and 0, and B. McCauley, please resubmit to us. We want to hear you again. I think that's it for the night, guys. We did
it. Wow,
we survived our first audition episode. Claps off the ground. Yay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in. We already have a couple auditions for, well, at least I know we have one audition.
For
the
two?
Next episode. We have two auditions for the next episode.
Oh, so we do? We have two?
We have two? I thought you said two. I know at least one.
No, I said ep 2.
Oh, ep 2. Sorry. We have at least one audition
for
this episode. So if we get a couple more, we're going to try. Like I said earlier in the show, we're looking for episodes of 6 or 12. So if we get 5 more before tomorrow, maybe you'll get an episode tomorrow. If you guys
really
good and get in really fast. If not, you might have
to. Ideally, we'll probably get these out a little faster now that we've.
Now that we figured out what we're doing and stuff like that. So we are going to test a different method of recording next episode. So the next episode, we kind of want the next episode to be a small episode since we're trying something a little different to see which way we like.
Sorry, I'm stubborn.
Yeah, Selena's a little stubborn, but we love her anyways. She's our Paula. So thanks for listening.
Gonna kill you.
Come back next episode, resubmit, and congratulations to those that made it through. Have a good night.
A dream is a wish your heart makes.
No.
No. Why not?
It's already morning.
Fine, dawn.